Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Lauren?
You are.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or would you not vote, ma'am?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Very well. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden? All right. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Black.
Black, thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
I'm over 40.
Over 40, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, 10 if it is most important, 5 if the issue is somewhat important, and 0 if the issue is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First issue, improving K through 12 education. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
10. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
10. Protecting voting rights in democracy?
10.
10 as well. Making college more affordable?
10.
10. And banning tobacco products for adults?
10.
10. All right. Moving on quickly. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Say that again?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Approve strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, neutral in other words. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Mr. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
95.
Okay. How do you feel about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Mm-hmm.
90. 90, very well. And how do you feel about Democrats in Congress?
90.
90 as well. Very well. Moving on quickly. Thank you so much. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it is most important, 5 if the issue is somewhat important, 0 if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First issue is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. How important is that from 0 to 10?
What is 10?
10 is most important, 5 is somewhat important, 0 is not important at all.
10.
10, okay. Second issue, banning different tobacco products for adults. How
10.
Important is that? 10 as well. Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
10. And removing removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
10 as well. Okay, moving on. Thank you, man. Almost done. Almost there. We are half through right now. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
I support.
Support it strongly, ma'am? Or just yes. Somewhat support? Strong support. Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes, unless they contain virtually no nicotine, to adults 21 and over?
5.
Do you support that or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Yes, it's let me read it again. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes, unless they contain virtually no nicotine, to adults 21 and over? So you oppose that or support it?
I oppose it.
Oppose it strongly or just somewhat opposed?
Oppose it strongly.
Strongly, thank you, ma'am. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Much more benefit. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to tobacco products to make cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one is best, prohibition or harm reduction?
I don't know, but I gotta go. Thank you for letting me. I have to go.
It's only a few questions more, ma'am. Está muy larga esta voz. ¿Ya se fue? Okay. Ten, seven.